Entertainment news for you.
Brought to you by
Window Nation and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is, Dave.
Joined by my good friend, Gordon Keith.
What's happening, hardliners?
Hey, hi, Gordy. Hey,
I just put down a huge bet that E-News is going to be terrible.
It can't be terrible because we have Gordon, who also has something to plug.
That's right. I'd like to plug my morning radio show, 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Sports Radio 96.7 with George and Craig. So tomorrow morning, tune in at 5:30. Okay. I think 5:35.
So no Twitch, huh? Or are you just
and
being coy?
Twitch tonight, 7:35 p.m. this very evening. I'm going to hang out with the P1s and talk about it all.
How about that?
Great. Yeah. So twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith.
By the way, I'm seeing on Twitter that the leader in the clubhouse for the new name of the NHL team in Utah is the Salt Lake City Soakers.
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it? You ever try that, Bob? I'm sure you did that.
Yeah.
What's that?
When did that become some
Gordon?
Sort of play on words, sexual vernacular?
I mean, it's a workaround.
Always been in the Mormon
community.
It's like the
evolution of just the tip.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's more than just the tip, Dave.
Right. It's the evolution of it.
Yes.
It's soaking the entire unit.
We get it.
Yes. It's steeping.
Just not moving.
And then somebody has to jump on the bed next to them.
Yeah, you got to be perfectly still. And then that way, God doesn't get mad.
Ah, yes.
That's right.
Yes.
It's a workaround.
Why were you so excited about that? That was trending?
I would love
How old are you
again? I would love it if the NHL would name a team the Soakers. All right, we have sad news. I'm surprised that Corby is even here today. As Dickie Betts has passed away at the age of 80 from cancer and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
It is a miracle that Dickie Betts made it to 80. Dickie Betts, for those who don't know, the guitarist for the Allman Brothers. One of many guitarists for the Allman Brothers. But Dwayne Allman got all the glory back in the day, but he died very, very young. And then Dickie Betts kind of held the standard for that band. And I saw Dickie a handful of times and just a phenomenal musician and songwriter. And
yeah,
all
he wrote Rambling Man and Jessica, two of their best-known songs.
Yeah.
And he kind of took over as frontman after Dwayne died, right?
Greg took over as frontman, yeah. But Dwayne...
But they would share
singing? Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he actually was the inspiration of the character Russell from Almost Famous that was played by Billy Crudup.
Yeah, yeah. He was great. They were great, man. They had a run going all the way through in the mid-2010s and before they all kind of got too old and had to call it quits and sick. But Dickie got kicked out of the band because got crossways with the Almonds and he partied. That's what I was saying. I can't believe he made it as long as he did. That guy famously stopped on the side of the road, too, because he was hungry in his 20s and jumped over a fence and killed a cow and ate it.
Oh, jeez.
That's out there, Dave. That rumor is out there.
Killed a cow and it just ate it raw?
Well, you know, maybe he had some utensils. They were from the country. They were from, you know, the southeast where weird things happen.
Well, he was born in Florida.
There you go.
And so he died at the age of 80. So he grew up post-Depression, World War II era. And he said that he began playing ukulele around age 5, followed by the banjo and mandolin. And then when he got to 7th grade, that's when he learned about girls and Chuck Berry.
And
he decided that he needed to play electric guitar and play rock and roll.
Gosh, is that the motivation for everyone playing guitar?
Girls,
man, yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it kind of is. It seems like you hear more and more of these guys say that. I don't know if it is now, but back in the day, it seemed like that... Everybody saw Elvis do it and saw all the girls swoon, or the Beatles do it, and they're like, oh, huh, why don't I just learn that?
Yeah, I just never hear the origin story of, I started playing guitar just because I wanted to create something that was,
right,
you know, really spoke from my soul, and I didn't even care if, okay, I'm out of time.
He is mourned today by his five wives.
Why?
Oh no! Are you serious?
His five wives.
Holy crap!
Man. Guitar was successful.
I don't know that they're all still with us, but yes, he had a fifth marriage.
It worked.
So why did Billy Joel pick up the piano? Do you say pick up the piano?
He's no. Gay. Sit down at the piano. I don't know.
Was it for girls? Because he's not a matinee idol.
I don't know why that happened. Why did Elton John sit
Matt
down at the piano?
And a idol. They're brothers.
Yes, Billy Joel absolutely did that for girls. And the whole point of being good at the piano or singing is it doesn't matter if you're good looking anymore.
Well, his special, The 100th, live at Madison Square Garden, which was controversial because it started late because the Masters went late, and then it was cut off 2 minutes early in the middle of Piano Man in the Eastern and Central time zones for the late local news.
It's so butchered.
So it was kind of like the Heidi game, but for Billy Joel.
I mean, it was literally mid-song as he's cranking it out, and they just... And it honestly, it made each local station look like they were the idiots.
Right.
Because it just pops on Channel 11 here.
Did it do well?
Yes. So in spite of that snafu, it reached 5.7 million viewers on Sunday night. That is, as far as special programs, that only ranks behind the Oscars, the Grammys, and the Golden Globes this year so far.
Well, he needs to play the 100th show again.
Well, they are doing an encore presentation tomorrow night.
What a give up.
At 8 p.m.
They're already
local
just throwing
time.
It back out there a week later.
Yeah, well, let's
be honest.
It's their make good.
CBS on Friday night. Come on.
Yeah, true. What else do they have?
That's true.
All right, we have a couple of notes from Hollywood.
They just do Starsky and Hutch anyway.
Hollywood. Weird.
Quentin Tarantino has officially scrapped his planned movie, The Movie Critic.
What?
This was going to be his 10th and final feature film starring Brad Pitt as the movie critic, which was supposed to be set in 1977, and Brad Pitt was going to play a small-time movie critic who wrote reviews for a porn magazine. And I guess he just decided that he didn't like it enough to go through with it, so he's pulled the plug on it. He also had toyed with the idea of doing an R-rated Star Trek film, but that was too much of a big budget, like, monster for him to imagine taking on.
Yeah.
So now he doesn't know. He still wants to do a 10th and final film, but he's looking for ideas.
Oh my God, man. I cannot believe he ditched that. I mean, he had that idea for years and years and years. Gordon, I don't know how much you've read into this, Gordon, but it was loosely based on a female critic from back in the day. Then he switched it to male. And I don't think that's necessary, Ham. Mm. And, yeah, I mean, once he gets an idea, I'd love to know how many ideas he scrapped this late in the game. That guy just asked you where he can get a T-shirt.
Dude, I'm amazed at that dude that just stopped down the show like an emergency was happening and then asked me where does he get shirts for the NCAA gymnastics competition.
Yeah, keep walking until you see a merch stand.
Like, you're wearing a headset. With a giant banner that says The Ticket Radio Station.
Wow.
I think that happens every remote we've ever been at.
Seriously.
There'll be somebody that wanders up that thinks we're just part of the...
I don't want to say what school he was representing, but it sounded like Coach O wanted a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would I get that LSU shirt? No.
He was extremely Cajun.
Maybe he thought the ticket meant information.
Yeah, the whole
just
package.
Ask me anything.
I'm not a reader by trade, but...
One other quick director note. Martin Scorsese. So we know he's going to be doing The Life of Jesus. He's doing another Jesus movie.
But like modern day Jesus who's cool and drives a Corvette.
No, it's not the second coming of Jesus. No. It's
not Will Arnett's character in Hot Rod.
It's supposed to be shot in Israel, Italy, and Egypt later this year. But the other thing, he's 81, but he's scheduling a back-to-back project. He really wants to do a biopic on Sinatra, and he's already cast Leo. Frequent collaborator Leo to be Sinatra and Jennifer Lawrence as Ava Gardner.
That's okay, the worst Sinatra ever.
Because Sinatra, Leo's, what, is Leo 50?
Probably.
Yes.
Right at it? I mean, they could DH and all that.
And
Scorsese loves to DH.
Yeah. I guess you wouldn't have to do too much work because Sinatra at 35. When did he get famous, Gordon? You're into him. Was he?
Oh, he was in his early 20s.
Oh my God!
DiCaprio turns 50 this November.
Okay, so that's maybe it's a later in life Sinatra.
And he will only date girls under 25.
Okay, I know we're late, but I do want to get this in really quick. I don't know if you have an opinion, Gordon. Would you soak in Sidney Sweeney?
Interesting.
Oh, jeez.
Slut.
The answer is I don't know if I could settle for just soaking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would need all of us to jump on the bed.
Yeah.
She's that one with the really big...
Yes. Yes. Yeah, talent. So there's a controversy because there's a Hollywood producer, Carol Baum, who I guess hasn't been relevant in a long time. She produced Dead Ringers, Father of the Bride, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Yeah. She also is a professor at USC, at the Cinematic Arts School at USC.
I wonder if she knows Lincoln.
And so she said in a recent conversation with a... I don't know if this was with a newspaper or in her classroom, but she said, I don't get Sidney Sweeney. She said she watched Anyone But You, the most recent rom-com with Sidney Sweeney, on an airplane. She said, I wanted to know who she is and why everyone's talking about her. And she described the movie as unwatchable. And she said, I said to my class, explain this girl to me. She's not pretty. She can't act. Why is she so hot?
Hot. Sports. Opinions.
Wait, yeah. She's not pretty?
I don't know about the not pretty part, but
I mean, she's got kind of a lazy eye.
She's got her own unique features, though. Like, I think her face is... Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if Carol Baum needs to know why she's so hot, she just needs to look down a little bit.
I mean, she was great in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, like, as one of the Manson kids.
Yeah.
Like, she was really good, you know, a bit part.
She was great in White Lotus.
Oh, she was hilarious in White Lotus, dude. Now, that's the best thing she's ever done.
I haven't watched Euphoria, so I don't know what her character is like in Euphoria, if it's like the exact same as White Lotus.
Did you see White Lotus, Gordon?
I did. Who'd she play?
So in the first season, she was...
The daughter.
The daughter, yeah. The real smarmy daughter who was talking to her dad about the grandpa being a power bottom and stuff.
Maybe he was a busy bottom.
Yeah, like a busy bottom. Leave it alone, Dad. God.
Anyway, her rep has fired back that it's sad that a woman in that position would attack another woman, and it's shameful to unjustly disparage a fellow female. It speaks volumes about Ms. Baum's character. And Ms. Baum has reportedly told, or someone had told TMZ, that she is already expressing regret over the whole thing and wishes she never made the comments to begin with.
Oh, man.
Has anyone ever used the phrase as a fellow female? That's a weird piece of camaraderie.
Do you guys do that? Like when Bob criticizes an athlete? You say, I can't believe Bob would say that. I mean, that guy's a fellow male.
Yeah.
Right. Why would you disparage a fellow male?
I don't understand why Bob is doing this.
All right. Coming up next, we have one of the most explosive community quick hits that needs to be discussed with Gordon on the ramp.
Underwater pigeon EA is not the best way to tell a story.
We're losing him. Grab his... He's drifting into the depths.
Yeah, all right, just come back.
Grab this life preserver.
Thank you, EA. Thank you, Gordon.
Twitch tonight.
Tonight, 7:35.
7:35. PM. All right, we love you. We'll talk to you soon.
Love
there
you.
He goes. The great Gordon. There is the rant revival.
Gordon Keith.
Yes.
It's brought to you by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
And here is Dave.
Here is Corby.
Okay. We were going to do this last year. I'm sorry, last year. Last week. But we had the O.J. Simpson confluence, and things didn't really work out the way that we...
Yes, O.J. ruined everything.
Yes.
Oh, wait, what happened to O.J.?
Oh, Gordon.
He was cremated yesterday, by the way.
Oh, he was? They burned up his killing hand. They should have left the hand, like the his lucky stabbing hand. Just kept that and mounted it and put it in the OJ Museum.
Well, unfortunately...
I don't know that there is an OJ Museum.
Oh.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is a story that is probably not appropriate for...
But if there was, you would have toured it by now.
No, I wouldn't have.
For many people.
Is it appropriate for women's gymnastics?
I think so. I think it is. But it's definitely
let's count on Corby's judgment.
Yeah.
So there is a Texas nurse named Jolie King, and her husband, who is known as William Mitchell King. She 53, he 52. They are from north of Houston, I do believe. And
parents of two. They have an 18-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Yes. The Kings
spread them out.
The Keens were both arrested on March 27th, so a couple of weeks ago. Following his arrest, now this is a father of two,
okay,
as we just said, for allegedly reprobating at an HEB supermarket in Spring, Texas, just outside of Houston. He's not only accused of doing that, he was doing that while following children around the store.
So that's bad enough, right?
Off.
That really should be the end of the badness of the story.
Yeah, but then you ask yourself, well, why is his wife also arrested after he was arrested?
So apparently detectives got a hold of his phone, as one will when you're doing that in a grocery store. And by the way, isn't that like the crown jewel of the modern grocery store now, the new HEBs?
Yes.
Like everybody...
I wish we had one in Dallas.
Clamors for the HEB experience.
People wait in line for their grand openings.
And they got this.
So I think that in order to get the full picture...
Well,
Gordon,
hang on. You want me to tell you the story?
No, I think the story needs to be told by Houston TV News.
Okay, I agree. I agree with you because the story doesn't end there.
This can be started and stopped, Gordon, if you need to pause this at any point.
Okay.
This spring couple now looking at prison time, charged with felonies after investigators say they discovered the two had been engaging in lewd and illegal acts. It all starts here at this HEB on Rayford Road, where officials with the Montgomery County Precinct 3 Constable's Office say they were dispatched back on March 13. They say William King was following kids around inside the supermarket as he exposed and touched his genitals. During the course of the investigation, officials say they seized William King's phone and found not only child pornography, but also evidence of bestiality involving his wife. They say they found a video of Jolie King having sex with the couple's Great Dane dog. Today, they were both arrested at their home in the Harmony subdivision nearby.
Officials say they were not only able to...
Okay.
Why did he lean into saying it so forcefully?
Rough. He was wanting to go viral.
Great Dane dog!
And he had to emphasize that it was a dog, just in case you don't know what a Great Dane is.
Great Dane dog.
Well, yeah, he could have meant Kierkegaard.
Yeah, true.
He did lean into
that's
a good
end of my Danish.
Right
So again,
what other Great Danes can you name?
I'm out. I'm
53 and 52. The two kids are 18 and 10, and the three dogs, one being Great Dane.
There you go.
He is a U.S. Navy veteran, while his wife is... No, the man.
Okay.
While his wife is a family nurse at a clinic that I will not name right now. But
good
she
for
is
you.
A nurse at a clinic. She was charged with bestiality. God.
You're saying that weird.
Bestiality?
Yeah,
I don't
you're
know.
Putting a
you
C-H...
Beast
bestiality.
It's not like you had about four glasses of wine.
Bestiality.
I want to hear the rest of the TV story.
Okay, all right.
They say they found video of Jolie King having sex with the couple's Great Dane dog. Today, they were both arrested at their home in the Harmony subdivision nearby.
Officials say they were not only able to rescue that abused Great Dane, but also two other dogs from the couple's home, and say that they've prevented them from further sexual exploitation. Now, at last,
this spring couple.
What's happening?
That's
the end
of
it.
There, DJ?
Yeah, that's the end of it. Right.
Yeah, so they had two other dogs that I guess were spectators.
Well, or maybe they were participants, too. That they saved them all from further sexploitation.
I would like to nominate Lars Ulrich from Metallica as another Great Dane.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're Googling famous Danes now.
Very, very prompt with that.
Did you get Casper Ruud in there, too, the tennis player?
Caroline Wozniacki
okay,
is a Great Dane.
For sure. So yes, they also on his phone, because they were obviously looking for child pornography. That was the number one thing. Or maybe you're looking for anything if a guy's doing that in a grocery store. And they did find 100 images of said child porn. And then as they kept scrolling through, the cops said that it was, I guess, because you maybe as a police officer, you may be used to seeing that if you're investigating. Like, oh, okay, this doesn't shock me. But then they got to the wife videos.
See, I'm going to disagree and say that the kid stuff is worse.
No. It's all horrific, but...
I'm happy we're not voting what is worse.
Yes. I mean, Gordon,
do,
I'm not...
Do we have to vote?
No one's claiming.
Do they get into trifecta lakes?
Lock in your votes.
But I think that, like, as you're like, oh, God. Wait, what?
Wait, is that a Great Dane?
Right.
You got to hand it to her, though. That's pretty ambitious. I mean, if she's going to do something, choosing that breed.
If you were into that sort of activity.
Go on.
Well, Mom's got an explanation.
Do you have it on your phone?
Oh.
Dude.
Would you carry it with you?
I know. And that's the other thing.
Maybe it put it in a secret folder.
But that's the other thing. Like,
this is for the labeled not bestiality.
I want to show you. Bob, can I show
Step
you?
Bestiality.
Cindy just graduated from high school, and I want to show you your prom picture real quick. And is she?
Whoa! Yeah. No! Not there! No! Don't
just,
scroll that far back.
Just look at them all.
What's Lars Ulrich doing in here?
Okay, nice callback. So I'm looking at a picture of this picture of her is not so bad. I've seen other ones that aren't so great.
Well, are you looking at the one with the maroon top?
Yeah.
So the nurse top?
That's her mugshot, right?
Yeah. Are we sure it was a male Great Dane?
Oh, good point.
Yeah, we don't know.
Which is worse?
Great Danes are one of those dog breeds that you always interpret as male.
Not really. I know we have friends.
What? That's a weird claim.
It really is. Because of Marmaduke?
Well, they're just so big, they just seem like dudes all the time.
That's the weirdest thing you've ever said.
That is so strange.
So do you think of German Shepherds is girls?
Like a Pekingese. You always think a Pekingese is a female.
No, you don't. Where do you think they come from?
Yeah,
there's equal amount of male and female.
Today's the day we found out Dave interprets dog genders
by size of the dog. Like, do you think that there are girl pit bulls?
Yeah, I've seen girl pit bulls.
I've seen girl pit bulls.
I always lift up their tail and check.
Yeah. Oh, what do we have here?
Well, it's a little bow in their hair.
They have longer eyelashes.
That's right.
Yeah, like this photo here, like...
I'm looking at one that looks pretty good.
Is it the one with the snow in the background where they're together?
No, it's just got a blue background. She's got lipstick on. She looks pretty good.
So obviously the 10-year-old probably doesn't really understand what's going on. But
oh
the 18-year-old, their 18-year-old kid, when he gets home and both his parents have been arrested and he's asking the cops what for.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's bad enough.
How do you process that?
So, like, wasn't that the Jenna Jameson angle? She said she got out of it because she was afraid that her kids would one day wake up and be old enough. I mean, I'm like, too late for that, Jenna.
Yeah, but I don't think she thought that through very
right?
far.
In a case like this...
Yeah, maybe stop doing porn before you're known as the queen of porn.
Before your 1,000th film.
How could you do this knowing... How could he risk everything by going into an HEB?
Well,
I think it was more what he did.
All that
in the
hot
HEB.
Content on his phone?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe we buried the lead about the HEB problem.
Like, the nicest place that there is in town is an HEB, and he goes in there and just. And do you think that she now, like, she shakes her head and just. She mainly just blames him for being an idiot?
Why?
Yeah, she'll run the blame him play, I think.
Yeah.
That's
so
her best bet.
He obviously was the cameraman for the video. So he...
Not necessarily. She could have filmed it herself.
Yeah, I guess so. Like POV.
Give it all back.
Give it all back indeed. Well, that's
P&V.
A message to all you P1s out there.
Although Eddie would like to suggest that we're forgetting about the great Dane pitcher, Dane Dunning. So if you...
We indeed fully brought it back to sports.
All right. Well, whoever
what's,
when
what
EA goes
worse?
When EA goes and covers the next Rangers home game, he needs to ask Dane Dunning if he's heard about this story.
Yeah,
if he was the Dane involved,
yeah.
The one great Dane who wears glasses.
And I want to hear the after he asks. Have you heard about the VCLA story with the great Dane?
What EA? I can't understand you. What?
Could you surface before you say that again, please?
Don't tell the story underwater, EA. It's
underwater.
Impossible for you. With a snorkel in your mouth. No, EA.
Take out the snorkel before I ask my question.
Oh, my gosh. Underwater pigeon EA is not the best way to tell a story.
We're losing him. Grab his. He's drifting into the depths.
Yeah, all right, just come back.
Grab this life preserver.
Thank you, EA. Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you.
Twitch tonight.
Tonight, 7:35.
7:35. All right. We love you. We'll talk to you soon.
Love
there
you.
He goes. The great Gordon. There is the rant revival.